Two family. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And I've got a new question for you to think about, for you to ponder, and for you to weigh in on this. I need your takes. Do you appreciate your current situation in life? Do you appreciate your current situation in life, your status? You know, this could be your current state in life as well. We can branch this even bigger. Maybe you're a clergy or religious or committed single, or you're in a vocation of matrimony, and that's a current state in life. Maybe we want to talk about that, or your current situation in life. Maybe you have been thrust into caregiving for your elderly parents. Maybe your adult children have moved back into your home with their kids, and now you're in the grandparent-parent role again. Maybe you are in between jobs. You're getting ready to move. You've gone through a life change with a situation like a divorce or a death or something of that nature. All these different situations and different you know, the status of where you're at, I want to know if you appreciate it. Now, what do I mean by that? Do you appreciate it? Wow, that's an interesting word to use for the title of this show. Well, yeah, do we appreciate where we're at? Because it's an opportunity. I hope you agree with me on this. It's an opportunity for growth. Whatever's happening in our lives, whatever's going on in our life, it's an opportunity for great growth and great spiritual maturity. Okay, so if we look at it like that, even when we're going through tremendous suffering or things that are just really unsettling for us in our life, or we don't know what the future holds, it's still an opportunity to have that type of situation work for us spiritually rather than against us. Okay, that's where I'm going with this. So do you appreciate your current situation in life? You can take this as far and wide as you want to, because this is Take Two. So we do this in many different angles. Remember, we cover the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. So here is the number. The show team is in place. We've got Charles at the controls. We've got Michael McCall on social media. I'm waving to you guys. I love the chats over there. It's so amazing. You guys just have such a vibrant conversation. And then also, we have Matt Gabinski on the phones. Now, I want to just share something with you about Matt. We get a lot of comments from the Take Two family. They love talking to Matt Gabinski. They love calling in. He is so kind to them, so welcoming, and he'll chat with you for a few minutes. If I can talk today, that would help. He'll chat with you for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live, and you can slip right into the discussion. Now, I depend on your calls, okay, because this is your show. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm introducing the topic, and I'm letting you take this platform, and you are the catechists. You are the teachers with your lived experiences. And then also, let me also add to the topic. You know, your current situation in life, you know, to have it spiritually work for you, it's this concept of probably a lot of us learned when we were kids, when our parents would say, offer it up, right? Offer it up. What does that mean, offer it up? Well, it definitely means you can apply it to repair the body of Christ, to repair for the damage of sin and for yourself and for those around you. You can pray for the souls in purgatory. There's all sorts of ways to offer things up. So we can get into this from all the angles, and that could really help a lot of souls today. Now, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. I want to know if you really understand your situation in life, and you're embracing it in a way that it's working for you. Okay, here we go. Here's the number. 833-288-3986. Here's a great way to remember it. 833-288-EWTN. Okay, so call in right now, fill up those phone lines, and answer the question. Yesterday on our prayer show, we were just so just amazed at how many of you went to texting us. And that's a great way to add your comments, because you're on the run. You got a busy schedule. You got a long to-do list. I get it. I totally get it. Believe me, I have the same kind of list. And so texting might be more convenient and fast for you. So here's how you do it. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question or comment. And just know that message and data rates may apply. And, you know, if you if you're not comfortable posting, you know, or calling us, if you're not comfortable calling us and you're not even comfortable posting on social media, texting is a great way to send in your comments. And I really need to hear from you. Okay, phone lines are lighting up. See, everybody wants to talk to Matt. I just know it. I like talking to Matt. Sometimes I'll just let you in on a little secret to the Take Two family. Sometimes I just talk to Matt because I can. Yeah, Matt and I have had some great conversations, some great theological conversations as well. The saints for today are Saints Cosmos and Damien. So great saints, pray for us, please. We need all the saints and the angels. Don't you agree to help us and pray for us? We live in some really unusual times, but it's a good time to be alive. Why? Because it's our opportunity to get closer to God on this side of the veil. If you are just thinking to yourself, well, I just barely want to just come into the back door of purgatory and I'll be happy. You know, that's your choice. You have that free will. You can decide, you know, for your own spiritual life. Some of us really want to bypass purgatory because we've heard it's not that comfortable. And so we'd like to bypass it. So some are trying to do the really hard work here so that they're, you know, can prevent purgatory. Kind of like what Blessed Carlo Acutis always said, you know, he gave the recipe for bypassing purgatory and going straight to heaven. And he constantly would say it's this connection to God on a daily basis. And that's very, very important. So we can talk more about that on Unscripted tomorrow. Unscripted's tomorrow. That's where we just bring everything on our mind and our hearts to the table, and we talk about it as a Take Two family. But that's tomorrow. Today is, do you appreciate your current situation in life? And I'd love to hear from you. So there's a couple open phone lines, room for you. You'll talk to Matt. Please call in. Don't think somebody else is going to ask the question for you or make the comment. I really and truly want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Think about it for a moment. And, you know, if you don't feel comfortable giving us your first name, I don't like to say hi anonymous. So give a name, a confirmation name, or a name that you always wish your parents had named you. Okay, but I'd love to hear from you. So come on, Take Two family, fill up those phone lines. Do you appreciate your current state in life, your situation in life? I want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. I'll be right back. Appreciate your current situation in life, your current state in life. You know, are you, did you discern out of a religious vocation? Are you married? Are you working on your marriage and keeping that strong? Or unfortunately, did your marriage fall apart and you suffered a divorce? Are you a really committed single? You're living that really focused life on God as a single person. And that is a beautiful vocation. Folks, beautiful vocation. And are you ministering? You know, are you ministering at the church? How about your situation in life? Maybe you're just not where you're at financially with your career, with your schooling, all sorts of things that we can talk about. Now, the latest thing I will tell you before we get to the phones, the latest thing I will tell you that's coming up a lot in life coaching is clients are calling us saying they need help because their adult children are moving back into the home with their kids. That's a very common thing. And it's an interesting dynamic because it changes everything. You know, you're used to being an empty nester and this is your home and you've got your home back to yourself. And then all of a sudden your adult child, and maybe they went through a divorce, moves in with their kids. And now you're in that role again. And now you got to share everything in the home. And it's really presents a lot of, I mean, oftentimes it's beautiful and the company is great and they like that kind of situation because it just, you know, everybody has their needs met and that's wonderful. But there's other times that it really presents a lot of problems and a lot of issues because boundary issues, all sorts of things. So if that's you and that's your current situation, maybe you could tell us how it's going and maybe it's going great. Maybe it's not and you'd like to talk about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, I'm going to get to the phones in just a moment. I'd really like to hear from you. I just wanted to share with our listeners important for you to get prepared for Advent. So in order to help prepare your children for Advent, with the Jesse Tree Ornaments and Book Set. Oh, I love the Jesse Tree. We used to teach on it all the time in religious education. With this set of 27 Jesse Tree ornaments, kids and adults of all ages can see and touch the Advent journey through salvation history. The subjects on the ornaments represent the daily Advent devotions that are based on meditations from the book, The Jesse Tree, an Advent devotion. That's included with the set. This practice begins on the first Sunday of Advent, and since the number of days in Advent varies from year to year, there is a handy chart included to help you know which ornament to hang on each day. The tree is not included, folks, so make sure you know that. Great way to get ready for the Get ready for Advent. Advent's right around the corner. I love Advent. I think it's an overlooked season of our church year, and we really should dive deeply into Advent, especially this year. And so this Jesse Tree is project and book set is available now at ewtnrc.com, and there's free standard shipping on online orders $75 or more. Standard shipping applies to the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. Whew, okay, I got through that. That's good. That's exciting, though. See, I'm already half done with gifts for Christmas already. I know. You can send in your comments saying that I'm just so much of a, overachiever. Okay, we're going to get to Lori, but I need someone else to join Lori on the line there, so you have an open phone line, telling us about your situation in life, if you appreciate it, if you're grateful for your situation in life. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to go to Lori first, who's going to start the conversation from the great state of Texas on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Debbie. You know me. We met in Seattle, Washington at Sacred Heart Radio several times. I'm that Lori.
Oh,
I'm sure
hey,
you remember me.
I do. Yeah, I do. Hey, Lori. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. And we, my husband and I have moved to Texas. And I want to say, first and foremost, I appreciate that station in life, the marriage. When we got married, I was not Catholic. I mean, I was Catholic when we got married, but before I got married, I wasn't. So I'm a convert. And today is our wedding anniversary. So I really appreciate the vocation, because it not only led me to the church through my husband, but it's led me to all the spirituality that the church has given, and the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. You can't be more appreciative of that.
Wow. So wait, Lori, for our listeners, tell me your husband's name again.
Gary.
Gary, that's right. Okay, Lori and Gary, it's your anniversary. Happy anniversary. Wow, and you're calling in. So you do appreciate, I mean, it's your anniversary, so you do appreciate what's going on in your life, and you and Gary are journeying together. Anything else you want to share about that? So, you talked about coming into the faith in the Catholic Church. Okay, anything else you wanted to share about actually using the word appreciate, because apparently it has sparked a lot of conversation on social media. I think folks want me to define what I mean by appreciate. So why don't you share, Lori?
Okay, what I appreciate is the fact that, well, I also really appreciate Catholic radio, because as I've told you before, Catholic radio saved my life. That's kind of a long story. But when I was in need, Jerry Usher, and when he was with Catholic Answers, they prayed for me for a situation, and I was very, very despondent. I knew I loved Christ, but I was at the point where I felt that I needed to end my life, because I couldn't see any way out of the situation. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate how God has used everyone that is in my life to help me grow in my faith, even through the trials and everything. As you know, I do 40 Days for Life. In fact, I'm in front of a CVS. I'm in my car, and I appreciate air conditioning right now, because it's getting hot here in Texas.
Sure.
But I really appreciate the fact that we really have so many opportunities to grow in faith. There are things that we can do, the things that we can learn, and we need to learn every day of our lives, because that's the way we grow close to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate, not even the word, but how can we not appreciate what the Lord has done for us? to give his own life and go through the agonies. I just finished praying the Stations of the Cross out here, and it always brings me even closer to him. I just appreciate the fact that we have a church that Jesus established that has led me to continue to grow in my faith.
Right.
We've been through hard times in 54 years. You can imagine my husband was in the Navy for the first 19 of those years. And then after that with three children, I appreciate the fact that we have the gift of life given to us through our three children. And I lost one through miscarriage. So I truly appreciate that I have the knowledge that little baby is somewhere being loved, though it was something that I couldn't, I couldn't help with happening.
Right.
But yeah,
your little intercessor in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I do also. I appreciate all of the people that have helped me grow from the. Pastors I appreciate Sean Carney, David B. Wright, and Steve Carlin for having taken the word that was given to them to pray for 40 days, because this has given me the opportunity to not feel that I can't do something about abortion.
Right.
And I appreciate the fact that the Lord has given me all of the experiences and knowledge and friends that I have made through this movement. Because everyone who is doing this is sacrificing, and I appreciate all of them also sacrificing along with me.
Well, that was beautifully said, and you definitely do appreciate life and all of the ups and downs, twists and turns of this life adventure offers us, and so that's huge. And now, and thank you for prayerfully and helping to protect the unborn. That is a big ministry, and thank you for using your time and your dedicated prayer for helping to save the littlest ones. But Lori, it is your anniversary. Do you and Gary have anything planned?
Yeah, after my shift, I'm doing a shift until 6 o'clock. We're going out to dinner.
Oh, good.
One of the things we've discovered. Oh, I didn't tell you how many years.
How many years, Lori?
54.
54. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations. I thought maybe you got that in there, but I didn't catch it. So 54. Wow. That is incredible. Okay, go ahead. Share about the plans.
Yeah, one of the things that we have decided in our later years that we have too many things, so we don't usually give each other gifts so much. But I do appreciate the fact that he makes the effort to go out and get anniversary cards. We have a little custom. We get one that's a what we call a schmaltzy card, and we also get one that's a funny card. And so that we because I believe that the laughters that we've shared in our marriage are one of the things that have glued us together.
Wow. You know, Lori, I have to tell you, you are a beautiful soul, and I'm so grateful to you. I appreciate you that you called in and started this conversation. It was perfect. And I love that you did it on your anniversary. So, you know, I whenever there's an anniversary or a birthday or somebody is talking about their vocation and their marriage or their children or some special person, I like to give them like 20 seconds if you want to say anything to Gary so you can keep this broadcast just for the two of you.
Actually, I think I'll tell those two things to him privately.
Okay, that's good. All right, that's a good one. So that's really cool. He'll probably appreciate that because he probably doesn't want the whole world to know. So that's awesome. Lori, you are incredible. Thank you so much. Happy anniversary, and thank you for getting us started here on Take Two. We appreciate it. I'll tell Jerry you said hello, okay?
Okay, do that. Yes, and of course, let Jerry know that I'm praying for his vocation and discernment to the priesthood. I've been following that, of course.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, he'll be back soon with us. He does the seminary check-ins with us, and he can't wait to be back in December. So that'll be fantastic. Lori, take care. Have a wonderful dinner tonight for your anniversary. God bless you. And thank you for all your ministry work. Okay, Lori's going to free that phone line for you to pick it up. I thought that was so sweet. You know, a lot of people do like to share, you know, something publicly about somebody they love. But I thought that was beautiful that Lori wanted to remain private with her thoughts about her anniversary with Gary today on 54 years. I thought that was very special. That means when she speaks, they have that very close bond. They've been through a lot together. And that's the beauty of when you journey together with somebody else. It's going to be tough at times. You're going to go through some really low times, some really difficult times, and some really wonderful, you know, mountaintop, beautiful experiences where you think, wow, I hope this never ends. And that's the beauty when you get to travel with somebody, especially in the sacrament of matrimony and with those graces and blessings pouring forth. So that was really good that Lori got us started with this conversation. I'm going to give the phone number, and now it's your turn. There's open phone lines just for you. Here's the question. Now, remember, you can branch it out even further. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I just need to hear your voice and hear your take on this. Now, we've got social media comments coming in as well, and that's fantastic. But fill up those phone lines right now and tell us if you appreciate where you're at in life, okay? Your situation in life, your status in life, your state in life, any part of that or all of it, let us know, because this is the platform when we come together and we share our lived experiences and we learn and grow together. So here's the number. Fill up those phone lines, guys. Let's go. Stop what you're doing. It takes about 5 minutes. You'll get right in. Talk to Matt. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Sometimes when we ask questions like this and offer topics like this, it takes a while for you to think about it because you really have to kind of process what you're going to say. But just quickly, if you have like 30 seconds, just say, you know, where am I at in life? You know, my job, my life, my career, my circumstances, my situation with, you know, the parish, what if I'm doing ministry work? And then just say, you know, I do appreciate this, or I'm really frustrated. I want things to change. This is not what I had planned. I had a whole different future planned in my head when I was growing up. We can talk about that as well. 833-288-3986. Please call in and let us know your thoughts on this. Don't forget, you can always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177 and just wait for the response. Put your first name in and then your comment, or you can ask a question if you'd like to do that as well. Message and data rates may apply. And I think this is a great opportunity for texting. I'd like to build the texting family there because we can get the comments in really, really quickly. And that's wonderful. Let me just share some of the social media comments that are coming in. Again, you guys are sending in comments and that's wonderful. I'd love to hear your voice though. So please call in 833-288-3986. So we heard from Lori in Texas, but Dorothy said on social media, answered, no, I'm not appreciative of where I'm at. It says retired and living alone. I do not enjoy it. Dorothy. Okay. That's the beauty of Catholic radio. And you are connected to Catholic radio because I know, Dorothy, because you comment often, and that's beautiful. But see, Catholic radio can keep us together. It's a lifeline for so many, and it keeps us really feeling like we're not alone. But here's the beauty of where you're at, Dorothy. You've got your guardian angel right beside you. Okay, so you're never, ever alone. We can talk more about that. That's actually Monday's show, but Dorothy, thank you for being so honest and sending that in. I mean, it's true. Sometimes we're not really happy with the way life is turning out. Let's talk about it. 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm asking the question today, do you appreciate your current situation in life, your current state in life? We had some calls come in and folks had dropped off. So like Bob from Houston, Texas, if you'd like to call back, you'll get to the front of the line. We're going to get to a sister in just a moment, one of our religious. I love that. So just give me a second. I just want to do a quick shout out and an invitation for all the Take Two family. If you're listening to us in Raleigh or Durham, North Carolina, your station needs to hear from you next week. Divine Mercy Radio will air their fall pledge drive starting Monday. So if you're listening in North Carolina or anywhere, remember to support your EWTN Catholic radio station. It's fall pledge drive season, so it's very important that we really support our local listening area. So when your station comes to you and says, we are listener supported, don't be offended by that. That's another opportunity for you to be part of the evangelization effort. So jump in, do whatever you can, tell friends, and let's have Catholic radio go strong into the future. We want it to thrive, not just survive. Okay, so driving through Kansas, and I hope you've got a hands-free device or you're pulled over safely to the side of the road, on Divine Mercy Radio is Sister Janice. Hi, Sister. Thank you so much for calling in to Take Two.
You're very welcome. I'm in rural Kansas, so there's hardly any traffic.
Okay, good. Good deal. Go right ahead, Sister. Tell us your thoughts on this topic today.
Well, it's just an absolutely miraculous thing, I think, of where God has me at this point in my life, because there's so many things that had to happen in order for me to be where I am. I am a Dominican Sister of Peace. And back with Vatican II, our community decided to take a focus in peace and justice on people that are poor. And I was a teacher then, and so a child with poor social skills, as well as economic, children in economic problems. And then in the early 90s, we decided to set aside a ministry for the economic poor. Mm-hmm. And so I am now a part of that. And after 28 years, in the middle of nowhere in Western Kansas, I've helped people born in 30 different countries.
Wow.
I have learned the Spanish. I work with some of them, but like when I work with a pastor family, I have to use the interpreting line.
Mm-hmm.
God has called me to the fullness of development of my person as a religious. The vows are the stability of our life, and now I'm free to be able to help people through the generosity of many persons that give us time to help drive them to medical appointments or things like that, as well as funding to help mm-hmm. those bills mm-hmm. like the electric bills. And so when I go through my life history, it's mm-hmm. like I could never have put the things that I have experienced together to give me the background that I now have, because sometimes somebody will bring something up when we're talking, and a memory comes back of when I was a teacher in high school, and mm-hmm. I can use what I learned at that point to help this person now. Only God can do that.
Wow. Sister, tell us, because we need to hear this, because, you know, you're ministering to people and you're helping them when they need it most. And you are soul to soul ministry. So you're working with people individually. It's not just like you're, you know, going out there and just, you know, just teaching teaching's great. I shouldn't say just teaching, but I'm saying, you know, you're not sure how the impact and how it's being received by each individual. What is your feeling about, are people, you're growing obviously from it. You love it. It's obvious. You're doing, you are where you need to be. And it's obvious that God has called you there and you said yes. But are people appreciative of what they receive from you and the sisters?
They're very appreciative. The lady last night that was helping someone else said, now, when I get rocks on my feet and I don't need to help her, can I donate to you?
Wow. Okay. Okay. So it's like a pay it forward.
Right. And then I have a lot of people who don't probably ever will be able to pay it forward, other than they pray for me. Mm. And I tell them that my mother had dementia, they can pray for me that I don't get it.
Sister, you are very special. You can hear it from your words. They're coming right from your heart. You have a love for people that you minister to and that you are with and journeying with. And that's what I think we were trying to get to with this topic today, is if we deeply appreciate where we're at. It may even be difficult where we're at because of circumstances. But if we can really get to the soul of it, it is something very glorious. And I can hear that through your words. Am I picking that up correctly, sister?
You are, and it comes from the family I grew up in.
Really?
My parents,
go ahead,
were treating everybody as equal human beings.
Wow, so you learned it from your family. See, the vocations vocations start in the family. Absolutely. Wow. Sister, God bless you.
I remember my father going to get some help from a guy that did auto repair. And the man was lower functioning, and he would not charge the right price. And my dad just come home and say, well, this is what Tony wanted, but I gave him this because it's much more fair.
Hmm. Wow.
And we lived outside of Wichita Farm. We'd go into town, and there was never anything of those people because they were some other type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was important.
If somebody
was struggling to load stuff in their car, my dad would help them, or my brother would help them. Everybody was equal.
Right. People helping people. And that's how the body of Christ is supposed to work. Sister, thank you so much. Safe driving. You have your co-pilot there as your guardian angel. So, sister, thank you. God bless you. And thank you for blessing us and gracing this conversation today, sister.
You're very welcome. Indeed, pass it forward.
Okay. Thank you, sister. Okay. That was beautiful. Wow. What a great call. Okay. We've got Bob back. We did a shout out. Say, Bob from Houston, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Call back. And guess what? Bob did. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I love Thursdays. You know why? Let me just tell you for a second. I love the Luminous Mysteries. They're my favorite. I'm so great. Every time, talk about being grateful. I'm so grateful to Pope John Paul because every time I pray the Luminous Mysteries on Thursdays, every morning, every Thursday morning, I always say, oh, Pope, you were amazing to bring these to us because it's the ministry of Jesus on the Luminous Mysteries. Anyway, that's a long answer to your short question. Take it away, Bob.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm 79 years old, and I'm in really good shape in every way in life. I can't tell you how blessed I am. I came from a horrific family. I can't even go into the horrors of it. And the main abuse lasted seriously until I was about 19. But then it carries on. Mm-hmm. But despite all of that, I was able to, because I've gone to church since I was a 5-year-old boy. And despite all of that, I hung in there. I never really walked away from God. I got mad at him, and I'd pull away a little bit, but I never really walked away. I never quit going to church. I never quit praying. And for a long time, I didn't know where I was going to wind up, but the spiritual life really does work, and we don't hear enough stories about how it does work, and it doesn't. It's not instantaneous, magic wonders, you know, like you see in the movies or you hear about in the music and all that kind of nonsense. It's hard work, but it pays off big time. And I have very few regrets in my life, very few, and it's primarily because of my spiritual work. That's the core of why I am where I am today. So,
okay.
So
Bob, you're in an elevator and you're going like, I don't know, 10 floors, and you get in the elevator with another person and they turn to you and they say, why do you have this like peaceful look on your face or this smile on your face? What would you say?
It's all because I've remained true to God and his will. And I've been patient. I've been willing to wait. I've been able to do the hard things that God asked me to do. You know, Jesus said there's going to be tribulation in the world. He told us. He didn't say this is going to be a picnic. And so there's nothing, nothing's new. He He already told us how it was going to be. We got to be willing. I had to be willing to do the hard things, and that's why I am where I am today. And I couldn't have done the really hard things without spirituality.
Right, right. So you talked about your childhood and growing up and how difficult it was. Did you learn, and did you, with the help of God, be able to forgive everybody involved?
I did indeed, and I was able to go out. My father was extremely violent physically. My mother was extremely violent emotionally. And yet, despite that, I was able to go out and meet the people that God wanted me to meet, who could teach me the right things to do, the best way to live life. And that's the secret, is to reach out, get out of myself, either teachers or athletic coaches or you know, then when I got into my career, you know, people there that helped me. All along the way, I could always find the people that would help me learn what I needed to learn. And that was a God thing. That was God leading me in the right place. And so that's how I got around the very difficult childhood.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, real quickly. Do you acknowledge your guardian angel, Bob?
Not really. No, not really. Okay. I always went to Jesus. I mean, you know, he's the Son of God, so I figured I'm going to the top.
Okay.
And I don't. You know, I don't follow all the, you know, all the things that a lot of Catholics do. But as far as Jesus is concerned, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were going to say about your sister. Tell us about your sister, real quick.
Well, we bonded together to help each other. Mm-hmm. We really needed each other. We didn't have parents, and so we helped each other. And my sister's had an incredibly successful life, also.
Okay.
And all I can say is that, you know, we went to church and we prayed while we were kids, but then even as we got out into the world, we continued to, you know, communicate with each other and talk about the, you know, the good, you know, how to live life and what's the way to go and all that. And, she's been incredibly successful also. So.
Beautiful. Bob, you are awesome. You're very, very strong. It's very obvious as you're speaking. I listen very closely to words and you are very, very, you're a survivor, definitely, but you are thriving, and that's huge, and that's big, and way to go, Bob. That is awesome. Thank you for sharing with us today, because your take, I'm sure, has helped a lot of people listening who are living difficult lives and still carrying a lot of the baggage from childhood of what they had to view and witness, and so your words today are very, very powerful, and I'm sure they helped others. Thanks, Bob.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you. Wow. Okay, we're going to move to Nicole. Nicole is listening on Catholic Spirit Radio in Illinois, and Nicole's been waiting so patiently. Nicole, you got our Virtual Patience Award today. Take it away.
Okay, my story is like this. I was married for 17 years. I thought I had the perfect marriage, and then things started to go south because my husband was on a path to get rich, and once he got the money, I guess I was expendable. And I found out that he was trying to kill me and make it look like an accident on multiple occasions. The Lord revealed that to me on the second occasion. So then I was, I had to leave with basically just the kids, the pets, and whatever I fit into my minivan. And it's been going on 2 years something now that I've been basically on the run, do-it-yourself witness protection program. He's still delaying the stuff with the courts, with the custody and the child support, even though we're legally divorced. And it's been just so hard being a single mom to four kids and having to just figure it all out myself. But I'm really appreciative, because if my life was like basically a lie, I wanted to know about it so I could like walk in truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it pushed me to even deeper of a relationship with the Lord, because the Lord had to become my husband. Like, he helped me so much. He had to, like, provide for me. We were on the verge of being homeless, like, two different times. And, like, at the last second, he opened the door of somewhere we could stay or somewhere we could rent. And it's just been incredible, like, how much closer the trials have pushed me to the Lord. And it's been good for the kids to see me walk out my faith like this, because they've seen God come through for us, and it's made their faith more tangible.
Wow. So, Nicole, you're going through a lot. We've got you in the prayer book praying for you for God's protection. Psalm 91, God's protection, if you can meditate on it and maybe read it to the children. Psalm 91, in the center of the psalm, talks about the guardian angels, right, to guard us and guide us and to protect us. And so there are bodyguards, there are soul guards, and very, very important. And so, you know, you said as you're going through this and you're trying to live out your life and be a mom to your children and stay away from this danger that you're I'm assuming he's a former husband. So you guys are divorced?
He's an ex-husband now,
yeah.
But
yeah. Okay. So you are getting, as you are journeying, you're getting closer and closer to God and leaning on God. So your trust level for God, obviously, as you said, God is showing up for you and your family. It's building that. So here you're going through this very difficult situation. And like I said, we are going to continue to pray that you are safe and protected and your kids are as well. But yet you're getting closer and closer and the kids are seeing this. Can you, how old are the children? Are they teenage years or?
All different ages. I have one right now that's 17, 15, 11, and 4.
Wow.
So that was a huge blessing that I have the older ones, and they're homeschooled, so they're able to watch the little guys while I am at work. So that's been a huge, huge blessing.
And you're saying that because of what the difficult situation you are in right now, and you're dealing with it on a regular basis, the kids are seeing you model your trust in God, and so it's helping them build their relationship with God. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Well, you know, I have to. I'm again. We're going to be praying that you're continued to thrive and you're protected and you're safe and the kids are doing well. But I'm going to tell you something, Nicole. That's what God wants from all of us. He wants us to trust Him. He wants all of us. He doesn't want part of us, but He doesn't want to make us robots. He'll never infringe on our free will. So we have to come to Him and learn through our own experiences and our own journey in life to if we're going to trust Him or not. Now, a lot of times people would be in a situation like yours, Nicole, and they would actually be angry with God. They would turn away from God and say, why are you abandoning me? Why are you doing this? Can't you see I'm hurting? Can't you see I've got a family to take care of and all this is happening and I have to live like this? But not you. You turned towards God. So you just have to imagine if we believe everything in Scripture, and we should because it's all truth, okay? You've got a lot of blessings and a lot of graces to tap into, Nicole, and that's a great thing.
Yes. Well, the thing that I realized through this whole thing is that I know that God isn't the one that brings destruction and everything else, and I know that my husband turned his heart away from God at some point to get to this point. And, like, all the stuff that's happening is free will because he has free will and God's not going to violate his free will. Mm-hmm. And so all I can do is just walk with God and, you know, allow him to lead me. And then, you know, we have consequences of all evil is consequences of someone's free will that they're using in a wrong way.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's sad when tragedy happens or something traumatic happens or something very, you know, a extreme loss happens and people say, why did God allow this to happen? Well, people have choices. People make choices. The world is moving and the life is happening and everybody's entering into those choices and things happen and God allows it so that people will, you know, sometimes wake up, sometimes get stronger. You know, it can be something for people around the situation observing it. So there's, you know, we don't exactly know the plan of God, but we have to trust in the plan. So Nicole, you're amazing. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. Blessings to you. Okay. Thank you. There's still time. Thank you. God bless you. There's still time for someone to get in for one more call. I could squeeze one more in. I'm going to actually go to social media in just a moment, but let me give you the number 833-288-3986. We're talking about I'm asking the question, if you really do appreciate where you're at in life, maybe you really don't, maybe you're just frustrated. Let's talk about it. I still have time. So please call in 833-288-3986. 8686. Okay, be present for the world over tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and TV. Tonight on The World Over with Raymond Arroyo, actor-director David Henry talks about his new movie, Monster Summer, and Bishop Athanasius Schneider of Kazakhstan discusses the Synod on Synodality and his latest book, Flee from Heresy. An executive editor of the Common Sense Society, Christopher Bedford, talks politics and the presidential race. Wow, that is going to be a packed show of information tonight. That's tonight, you guys. I always, just to let you know, if you're watching Raymond Arroyo on Thursday evening, I am as well. So just know that we're virtually all watching it together. Okay, so more calls are coming in. That is great. I'll try to get to you real quickly. I'm going to move over to social media for a little bit just to see what's cooking over there. And let's go to Michael. Okay, you know, I want to just share something real quickly. You guys are so honest about how you share with the Take Two family, and I thank you for that because we don't want to hold back. We really want to grow and learn together. So Michael P. says, I am grateful for where I am currently right now, living as close as possible to where I go to church. That's fabulous. When you can walk to church, I love that. In addition, I'm looking forward to retirement, hopefully within the next, 6 or 7 months. Michael, congratulations. That's awesome. Way to go. And then there's more. Paulette says, I appreciate Catholic Radio. It is a true blessing. I feel you are all my friends. I feel the same way. You know what? Paulette, I feel the same way. I feel like everybody on Catholic Radio is so cool and we're all friends. And I think that that's great. If we don't meet on earth, I know we will in heaven. And I can't wait. Oh, I so agree with you. I think about that all the time. Isn't it going to be cool? We'll have like this big, you know, feast and reunion. And everybody will say, hey, I called in to Take Two. And we can have fun. And the Take Two family, I think, is just a blast. Okay, so we're going to get back to the phones. I think I can squeeze in one or two more calls. Let me just quickly say this about the affiliates. You guys are working so hard and it is pledge drive season. And so thank you. Thank you for playing Take Two. Thank you for allowing this platform. I want to just absolutely thank EWTN for coming up with such a unique way for us to come together and to build our relationships virtually, of course, but then we get to know one another if we go and we meet each other at events. That's fabulous. And you know what I love about the Take Two family? When we meet each other at different events, we don't just walk up to each other. We actually go right up to each other and start hugging each other. And that's a beautiful thing. That really means that we're close and we have that connection. And I want to just thank the show team. It takes a lot to do these live call-in shows. There's a lot of moving parts. And so Charles Berry, our producer, he's always working before and during and after the show. Matt Kabinski does, as I said earlier, he does such a fine job on the phones. Michael McCall on social media. Ace McKay jumps in on social media. And it's so beautiful to watch everybody that, and I can tell you this, behind the scenes, when we are prepping for the show, researching or getting ready for the show, everybody cares. We care about souls and we want everybody to get to heaven. We want ourselves to get to heaven and then we want as many souls as possible. So I just wanted to share that because sometimes people wonder, you know, is it for real? Do you guys, you know, what do you guys think about? What do you feel about ministry? Well, that's really how we feel. And that's the beauty. And it's been going strong for almost 9.5 years. And so we're really blessed to have this ability to come together every weekday. By the way, Saturday is the open forum for September for the spirit world. So Adam Bly and I will open up the phone lines for you to call in anything about angels, demons, or anything in between. And remember, we're coming up on the archangels and the guardian angels feast day. So we want to make sure we show up strong because I always say this, and I mean it, all of heaven is watching. Okay, let's go. Can we get to Michael? Yep, I just got the green light. Michael is driving through Texas, and Michael's on Armor of God Radio. Hi, Michael.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm great. Go right ahead. Oh, Michael, you got to go real quick. You got 20 seconds. Tell me what you appreciate.
I just wanted to tell you it's unusual to try 20 seconds. I'm 75 years old. 60 years of my life, I should say 50 years of my life was spent just gratifying myself. And over those 50 years, what I'm grateful for is all the Protestant ministers and people who touched my life trying to redirect me back to God.
Beautiful. So you're back to God. I love that. Michael, thank you so very much. I'm sorry. I wish I would. You know what? Michael, you can call back tomorrow. It's unscripted. Call back and we can finish this conversation. I'd like to hear more about your journey. And the rest, I'm sorry I won't get you today, but call back on Unscripted tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.